Blog Talk Radio.
Coffee fully yet, or 5 hour energy, and I'm already just off the chain.
I did not tell you to play. Stop it.
All right.
Hold on. I've got a trailer going on somewhere. Oh, you're over there. Stop it. Too many windows. Too many windows. So all of a sudden it was making noise, and I was like, I did not tell you to play. I don't know why you're playing. Stop that.
You will play when I tell you to play.
No kidding. Yeah. I was like, don't jump the gun on me. I'm not ready. Ooh, all right. It is Tuesday. What you doing, Corey?
I'm tweeting a picture of my T-shirt.
Your T-shirt?
Yes.
Did you make one in, wait, real life T-shirt or what?
I did not make this. This is from one of our alums way back in the day where we were trying to figure out what the hell do we want Gamer Girls Radio t-shirts to look like. So there was you all didn't get to see, thank goodness. But I'm wearing one of them today.
Hey, mine is in the laundry this morning, so.
See, that's why I'm going to cut you. Remember I asked you the other day, did I get you your T-shirt and your stuff, and you said no, and I was around here tearing up the house going, what did I do with Ginger's shirt? I sent it.
You gave me a Gamer Girls Radio. You said, no, the other day the conversation was not about GGR shirts.
You know what, you're right.
It was about Microsoft or Halo or something.
Yes, it was swag from 343.
Yeah, and you were all like, oh yeah, Ginger, I got your swag, I just didn't get it to you. Oh.
No, I have RTX swag, I don't have any 343 swag, I'm sorry.
Hey,
I called you 6 or 7 times. Janger, I said, Janger. Janger, where you be, Janger?
You don't know where I was, but you could hear it.
Yes, but I was trying to tell you. Come over to the light side.
I know. And then we got talking. I was like, so tell me where am I going? Where am I going? No, I'm leaving. And then you called me like 30 minutes later. I'm still here. But great.
Girl, you know, I love going to events, but they're very tiresome. And okay, here's probably the worst part. Mm-hmm. I'm one of those walk slow, smell the roses people. Ginger walks very fast. Our alum, who was there, also there. You all know Danger Doll. Danger also is one of those fast walkers. Snow White, fast walker. Blaster, fast walker. I don't do the fast walking thing. So, all of them. By the time the evening is done, I'm tired. I was tired when I got there because I just walk slow. Everything is I got to walk slow and examine everything. So it's good that I have them around me. I'm not complaining, but I'm usually tired. So by the time it's time for the party and stuff, I'm having a debate. Mm-hmm. Do I feel like going to this party?
No way, man. I was wide awake. I was like,
I don't know. But you know what we did? We did go back and go to sleep. We were debating whether or not we wanted to go to some bar, apparently 343.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we
know, and because I was like, all right, so I'll meet y'all there. And then you're like, oh, we're going. No, we're not. We're going to wait. No, we're going.
Went back to the hotel, and we were like, Danger's like, well, let's get something to eat. Maybe we'll feel like going. No, we ate, and it was like, sleepy time.
Nice.
Woke up, and it was like 6 o'clock in the morning. It's like, oh, we're up way too early. That's what happens when you go to sleep early. Yeah, it was no party, and I was
up and awake. I was down at the event again like that next morning, and then we were like waiting. I was like, all right,
We were coming. You had, you know, in Austin, if you've never been to Austin, if you get a chance to go to RTX this year, and you should, be aware, you got to get your parking space the night before. Just park wherever you're going to be, not nearby where you are that night, but where you're going to be during the day. So
yeah.
That's usually the problem of finding a parking space. So that's what we were doing, trying to find somewhere close by the convention center, which made no sense because we were literally right around the corner from the convention center. I mean, as in walk around the corner, across the street.
Wow.
But you know.
See, and that's what I was like, where are they? What's taking them so long?
Yeah, and then I had to drive the wrong way down the street a few times, and that kind of business was going on. So, yeah.
So glad I was not in that car.
You're riding with me next time. Yeah, he sound like Kit Natrix. All right, so I got my picture up on the T-shirt up on Facebook if you want to see that. That's one of the early prototypes for the T-shirts.
No, hold on. Who was it? Stealth Mountain! Stealth Mountain, I love you. Thank you so much for following my Twitter. And I'm so sorry I spelled peak wrong this morning. I spelled, because I was talking about sneak peek, and I spelled peak, P-E-A-K, instead of P-E-K. P-E-E-K? Yeah. P-E-E-K. Cannot talk. So, yeah. Thank you for correcting me. And like I said, you know what? My peaks are amazing.
You spelled them P-E-E-K-S. That works too, though. For that
When I fixed it, what did I say? I was like, I like my peaks. They're peaky. And I spelled them both, you know, P-E-A-K that time.
But I like it, the E-E-K, because it's everybody wants a peak.
Okay.
Right.
Man. It's cold. I'm trying not to freeze my little bits off this morning.
I had a zombie watch for you all, but I have no idea where it went. Jeez.
I was slacking this morning, but I was doing a review over on Twitch this morning of Omerta, so y'all should check that out. It's up, at least the Twitch is. I'll have the rest of it up on our website in a little bit, as soon as YouTube starts working with us, yeah. Okay, so, I guess, jump into the news. Can I start?
You got to start. I wanted to tell them some quick news real quick. I'm gonna throw some quick tidbits in. For those of you who do not know, Kratos is alive and well today. Go pick up your copy of God of War from Plantrate. My boys at Plantrate. Hi guys. Also, those of you who have Dish, smile and be happy. Your Walking Dead is back. Yay! And those of you who have university life and are complaining because the Sims run naked through the quad, you knew what you were getting when you bought the game. There you go.
They are complaining because the Sims run naked through the quad?
Yes, they streak. It's a college. They're in college. You know college kids do crazy things.
Yeah.
If he's running naked through the quad or he decides to pose naked for a picture, stop complaining. I've seen a couple of that around the web. Not necessarily from the SimWatch group, but I've seen a couple of you like, I don't like it. He's naked. I don't want my Sim to run naked. Well, then delete him.
If running naked is the worst thing they do.
Well, it's not the worst thing they do. Good morning, you're all.
Wow, cannot connect to simulator. All right.
What's happening? We can't connect to what? Salem?
No. I was going to come stand next to you inside Second Life. But
I logged out.
Oh, okay.
Because I didn't want to lose my baby again. And I got to explain that. So, and I were in Second Life this morning, and I'm making baby bedding, and I got logged out and lost my digital baby, and I was like, oh, God!
That thing is expensive. You do not want to lose that.
Exactly why. She is quite expensive, so I was like, oh, no, not the baby. She's gone. Oh, God.
Oh, no, not the baby.
I got her back.
Oh, okay.
I got her back wearing nothing but a diaper, so, yeah.
Good morning, Horace. Good morning, L.A. How are all of you? How are you?
Why am I so hyper today?
I don't know. But okay,
you're picking it up, which is good.
Yeah, because I got no energy this morning. And I slept good, man. I slept until like 10 o'clock, and I slept until like 8 a.m. So
yeah, you and I got up right about the same time. I was woken up though.
Yeah, I was. Well, I was if you count the alarm, but not by somebody else. So. All right, anyways, Yay, here we go. Xbox Live's only free-to-play game, Happy Wars, downloaded more than 2 million times.
Ooh,
I thought about downloading this. Microsoft, who is not all that good at adding free-to-play games to its Xbox Live service for Xbox 360, is probably happy that it allowed the free-to-play and kid-friendly MOBA game, Happy Wars, to launch on the platform in October of last year. As of today, the game has been downloaded over 2 million times. This is according to the maker ToyLogic. While the game is completely free to download and play, players can purchase Happy Tickets with real money to upgrade equipment and buy vanity items. These same items can also be unlocked by earning Happy Stars through playing the game. Of course, players need to add an Xbox Live Gold account in order to play. The game had a 1.2 million downloads. Had 1.2 million downloads in December, so it's gotten half a million downloads since December. That's not bad.
It's not bad at all.
No. ToyLogic also said that it has recently released a major update to the game that adds a new special match mode that introduces new multiplayer rules, an increase in character customization slots from 1 to 3, and an increase in the level cap from 10 to 15. Happy Wars is a capture-the-castle-style game where two teams, 15 players on each team, made up of various classes, battle to capture and defend the points on the map leading up to one side taking over the castle of the other one to win. I've not played this. Have you all played this? Let us know what you think. I have canceled my Xbox Live.
That's a
two-finger salute for you guys.
I have not, because I cannot, because Baby Matrix will cut me.
Yeah. Not my thing. I wonder if there's something like this on PS3. I'll have to check. Anyways, so cool. If you've played Happy Wars, let us know. Tell us what you think. We do have a chat channel here on Twitch, or you can find us on GameAndMatrix.com, or we're on Twitter. We are on Facebook. We are on Google+. We are on MySpace. There we go. I knew there was one I was forgetting.
We're having some issues with MySpace.
I haven't been over there recently, so I need to check.
I'm not sure, and I don't want to get all excited, but I think Justin Timberlake connected with us. I'm not sure, and I have a huge crush on Justin Timberlake, so I'm trying to remain calm before I check. I thought I saw his name pop up in the email the other day, and I said, I'm going to go look. But not
oh,
right.
My God. L.A., I just got that. You're such a geek, and that's hilarious. He's bugging me because it's another person that we sat in with a couple once or twice, I think. Anyways, he types into the chat. He puts QT3.14, and I was like, what? And then it hit me like a second later, cutie pie.
Aww.
That's cute.
Aww.
Hey, we like it when we get people listening and interacting with us.
Aww.
Yay.
Mm. Oh, just you beat.
He's adorable. Oh,
what's a LA face. Everything's going to be a face now that's cute, by the way.
Oh.
I have to make that noise, too.
Oh, YouTube. What the hell? Where are my videos?
They just looked at me like, bitch, have you lost your mind? Why are you making those noises into that thing? All right. So it is that time. I do have a zombie watch for you. Yeah.
Zombie watch.
That's right.
Zombie watch.
And Ginger, are you running my trailer? You running my trailer?
Oh.
You gotta run my trailer. Ginger's not running my trailer. I'll tell y'all about it anyway.
I'm working on it.
All right. The PlayStation 3 version of the game Zombier is confirmed as the developers celebrate an esteemed Game Connection nomination. Moonbright, the European studio of games and animation based out of Spain, can now officially confirm that its first-person survival horror comedy shooter Zombier, Zombies and Beer, will launch on the PlayStation 3 with a version currently in development. To celebrate this announcement, they sent us over this lovely trailer that Ginger's running.
Good God. Hey, look, it's boobs.
The new trailer, with a nod towards iconic zombie games, shows off the game's potential while reminding players that sometimes the only answer to more zombies is probably more beer. Zombier is a first-person survival horror comedy shooter made by fans of the zombie genre for fans of the zombie genre. Moonbright is thrilled at their recent nomination for the upcoming Game Connection event in San Francisco, taking place in parallel of the Game Developers Conference this year, GDC, as part of 15 highlighted indie projects. I like their nod to that other game.
What the hell? Nico Zombie. Oh,
yes.
My God. Oh, look at the boobs.
Oh, you out of order. Put a leash on those things. Okay, so the 3-day quickfire network that connects developers and publishers. Dead Island, that's what this is a nod to. The 3-day quickfire networking event that connects developers and publishers is going to take place in San Francisco March 25th to the 27th at the Sir Francis Drake Hotel, and it's supposed to highlight high-quality indie developers like Moonbright. Of course, Zombieria is also on the charts at Greenlight. So if you want to go and check them out on Steam, you can go check them out over there as well. They're planning to release it on a couple more consoles, including the PS3, the PC, and the Mac later this year. And you can go over and check out the game at their website, zombierthegame.com. You can also follow them on Facebook. And again, if you can't find them on Facebook, you just pop over to our Facebook, because I'm about to like them right now. Bam. And then that way.
Wow, that is kind of cool looking.
They did a good job.
Yeah, I think so.
They did a good job. I think this is going to do well.
It's kind of interesting. I want to know what was up with the zombie on the fan. And how on God's green earth did you expect that chick with the big old bouncing boobs to keep that little bitty tube top on?
Sorry,
I have boobs. From experience, running in a tube top, those things are going to start falling down.
Yes, that's why it's a game. It doesn't matter what size boobs you are. Tube tops are coming off if you run. Those are made to sit and just look cute, and you cannot run in them. You can't even walk. You're supposed to sit down and sip your drink and randomly spill a couple of things so that you can wipe it off so that you get the boys' attention. That's how that works. But you're not supposed to run. So, yeah, we know that's a game. Those are coming off. Big boobs, little boobs. It's coming off if you run.
Yeah. You start running with those, and they start sliding down. I've tried before. I learned.
Even the ones that need
more coverage than that thing.
Even the ones that have the tie-up around the neck don't work. It doesn't hold them up.
No. They'll like pop out from the sides, depending. And it.
Yes, I have flashed my children that way before.
Wow.
At an arcade, nonetheless. Yeah, with my little. That was a fun day. Those guys went off. Cause I didn't realize what had happened, and my cousins were like, why are these guys looking at it? Hey, stop looking at it, Evan! I was like, oops, sorry.
our bad.
Sorry. Stop it, girl.
Anyway, so I'm going to take this, a whole other direction.
Thank you.
And we're going to talk about bunnies.
Are they zombie bunnies?
Fluffy. No, they're not. Chilliwack Games, freeze the bunnies on the App Store. That's right, Chilliwack Games is getting ready for Easter. And by that, they're releasing their stunt bunnies freely on the App Store. For a limited time, starting today, you'll be able to you'll be able to grab the full universal version of this adorably cute, look at the little bunnies.
Oh, it's a bunny!
In collaboration with the Sad Gold app, free today and today only.
Oh, look, the lion! I'm sorry.
Stunt Bunny Circus is Chilliwack Games' flagship title. The game was launched last year. It's selected by both Apple and Google for worldwide featuring, and it's just approaching the 500,000 mark for downloads. It's described as fiendishly addictive and blackly funny. One of the most awkwardly cute games that we've come across. Anyways, it's free on the App Store right now. Sorry, folks, it's only for the iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch, so I will not be playing this. But it's so cute. Look at the little bunnies as they bounce around and get blown around. That is cute.
It's your bunny. It's your bunny.
So adorable. Well, they say it's on Google Play, so.
It's on Google Play? Oh, I got to have it.
Yeah. So maybe I'll check it out. Or maybe Corey will, because look at the little bunnies. They're so cute.
Here's the horrible part about being me. Every time I try to go to bed, I lay down, and then I pick up the phone, and then I start playing stuff, and then I fall asleep playing it. I fell asleep playing Candy Crush Saga. I woke up, and it was really ugly.
I had that moment the other day where I was playing as I was trying to go to sleep, Mm-mm. And then had my phone fall on my face because...
Oh, yes.
dozing off as you're playing, and yeah, I dropped my phone on my face.
It hit your mouth because mine hit me in the mouth. Bam!
It hit me in the mouth, but still, like, wow.
Oh, yes. Okay, I got a short news that Ginger's going to show, and then I'm going to say something that's going to get us both in the high register, so I got two short ones. First one, let me see if Ginger has that ready. Okay, so those of you, I got to give a nod to Gears of War also for giving a nod to the girls in their trailer, which I didn't want to show because I think it was needed to be age-gated, and we try not to show you some of that stuff, although we technically couldn't get in trouble. We don't always want to technically not get in trouble sometimes, but the trailer, I like that it shows all different kinds of gamers, and the girl, of course, has a Gears of War tattoo on her shoulder. I want it. Oh, my God. But anyway, they're saying get ready for the Gears of War launch. Go over to the Epic Game Store, and they've got some really adorable T-shirts for the guys and girls. Actually, I would wear the guys one because, you know, I like to
Epic
sexy
retro.
That up.
Ultra kill.
Yeah, I like to sexy that up a little bit. It's very, very nice T-shirts. So you can go over if you're really into Gears of War. You can pick up your shirt, wear it out to the launch, and they're saying you can pre-order because you only have a few more days before Gears of War comes out. So you want to have your shirt when you go to the store. You got to show it off. Gamer fashion, duh.
Yeah, that is cute.
March 19th is when Gears of War is out. Gears of War Judgment, if you're into that sort of thing. I'm not a gearhead, so I will not be playing with you guys. Don't even ask me. I just want the tattoo on my shoulder like the girl because I thought it was hot. You got to find the trailer, by the way, Ginger. It's on the back of her shoulder. Like, you know, back by the arm.
I was looking for that. Where?
It's not on the. I don't think it's on their page. And like I said, I don't think we can show it because I think when I was looking at it earlier, it was age gated. So that's why I didn't give it. I opted for their store page instead. So, then here comes the high register. Ginger, do you know who Brad McQuaid is?
Why does a name sound so familiar? And I'm going to kick myself because I should know this.
He's one of the original designers behind EverQuest.
I know, I knew that name.
And
he
he's returned
and?
Returned to working on EverQuest.
Really?
Yes, he's back. McQuaid is returning to EverQuest 12 years after he left SOE. He was the original designer and producer at EverQuest developer Verint Interactive way back in 1996 before the company was acquired by Sony Online in 1999. And he left in 2001 to focus on, or actually he founded Vanguard Saga of Heroes developer Sigil Games and Sigil Games Online a year later. And of course, Sigil was acquired by SOE in 2007, completing his round trip where he was back with him anyway. But and that's pretty much all this says. Now I'm going to throw the rumor out there. If he's coming back, they're getting ready to do something. And it's going to be delicious.
I hope so. God, I hope so, because games nowadays are just meh.
Oh, man. EverQuest. Oh, I love it. I'm sorry. I had to close my eyes when I said that. Oh, hands above the desk, Corey. EverQuest, lovely, lovely game. Only thing that comes close to it, Salem.
Yes. That is just about the only thing that comes close. I'm going to try to pull up this website really quick. There we go.
You know what?
All right.
Let me just say this right quick. Why is it now that I can fight, I can't find anything to fight in Salem? I've been looking for grasshoppers to fight, bunnies, nothing. Snakes, nobody wants to fight Corey.
And now they're all over the place, right?
No, I don't see them at all.
I know. I was looking for a fucking grasshopper the other day and couldn't find one. Couldn't find one at all. I was like, what the hell?
When I couldn't fight, they were all around me. The snake is chasing me. He's trying to bite me. The bunnies are hopping all up to me. Hello. Hello there, little princess. And then now, nobody. Can't find one.
See, I knew this was going to start happening. All right.
Uh-oh.
Ouya news, folks. All right, pulling this from GamePolitics.com this morning. Ouya stumbles. CEO stumbles on multiplayer at launch comments and starts backtracking. There is a story over on The Verge, and they are quoting Ouya CEO Julie Ehrman, reporting that the $99 Android-based home console set to launch in June for those who didn't back his Kickstarter crowdfunding campaign, would not have multiplayer capabilities at launch. That's right, folks. Wii is not going to come with multiplayer at launch. Obviously, this message was not well received by the gaming community, and the company quickly clarified its CEO statement, stating that it was a mistake. Her first comments were, Ehrman spoke with the Verge's Joshua Joshua Smith at South by Southwest Interactive today, explaining that certain online features like leaderboards and multiplayer achievements won't be ready for Ouya's public launch in June. The console will be focused on a local multiplayer gaming launch, with Ehrman saying, "I think Ouya is going to bring back couch play." Turns out that Ehrman misspoke when she told The Verge that particular bit of wisdom. An update to the story over on Polygon says no multiplayer at launch, the return of couch play comments. We will definitely be supporting online multiplayer. Developers just need to build it in the functionality, says an unnamed Ouya representative. I'm going to think we're going to start hearing more stories like this where Ouya is not able to live up to what they've promised, or it's going to be technicalities. We don't offer multiplayer, but if the game does, and that's what I'm a little bit confused about, because I'm a little bit afraid it's going to be, like she said, couch play. It's going to be that sort of multiplayer. It's not going to be where you can play with your friends online.
Which is nothing wrong with it. That's how the Wii made their money. But if you promise people one thing, you need to be able to back it up.
I have to say, this thing is tiny. So it's going to only have so much functionality, folks.
So much power. But
it's not going to be your Xbox. It's not going to be your PS3. And I kept wondering about this when we started seeing it and we started hearing what all was inside it. And I was like, there is no way that this thing is going to be able to compete with the PS3 and the Xbox, really. It's going to be an alternative.
They think they are. Them and the Steam Box really think that they're going to be able to compete with Xbox. And they're like,
I think the Steam Box is going to be able to give Xbox and PS3 a run for their money. I don't think for a second Gabe Newell is going to release something like this that's not going to have high-end graphics and able to run big games like APB and stuff like that.
I cannot say the same, because I'm already worried. I'm already worried with some of the things I've seen going on with Steam in the past few months. I don't know if the glitches and the screw ups are because they're getting ready for Steam Box, but I don't think not just yet.
Gabe, you and I are gonna have to have a sit down. Either the Steam Box plays APB, or you need to go back to your donuts. Okay.
You know you can't talk with him. He's gonna be looking at your boobs. Why do you think he's gonna pay attention to what you say?
I will put donuts on my boobs.
Oh my God. And there's a quotable of the day. Every day there's one. I'm going to put donuts on my boobs.
Okay.
Y'all walk around and say this.
Do you want the donut? Do you want the donut? Yeah, you want the donut? Then you got to listen. You got to pay attention. 5 minutes.
Listen.
We're horrible. We are horrible.
They like us that way. That's what they like.
Horrible. If we get time later, I got to show you some amazingness.
So. You know what? I'm gonna thank Ginger on the air yesterday. Ginger spent an hour yesterday, I don't think anybody was watching. Y'all didn't see the Twitch or whatever, but Ginger spent an hour yesterday walking me through how to do clothes. Now, as we all have heard me say before, things that are easy escape my brain. It does.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. If it's complicated, if it's rocket science, I can do it. If it's like making a sandwich, I've got trouble. What do I do with the bread? You said it was this. Yeah, and seriously, that's how my brain works. So Ginger spent an hour yesterday walking me through how to do tutorials, and it stuck. I remember everything she told me, and I want to tell her thank you so she can hear it. She can play it back on those days when I'm getting on her nerves, go back and look at this and listen to this and go, she does love me. She does. She's just crazy today.
I'm a core lesbian.
Yeah, y'all. I love y'all too much. I love y'all too hard. I'm gonna have to loosen up my grip. Well, not on Snow, because you know she likes when she's choked. But anyway, she's gonna cut me.
She does.
All right. Some guy out there is already making money off of the
3D.
Some guy. And when I say making money off the 3D stuff, I mean he actually is making money.
You got me a link for this?
He does not. I was looking for some trailers and things. There's nothing.
Okay.
Yeah, there's really nothing. I'm going to have to just tell you about it. Okay, so it's called MakerBot. the 3D printer maker. They've done, of course, an amazing job, they're saying, pitching their devices to toy makers, like make 3D toys. Their status as money makers is still a dubious one, and that's a big deal. According to VentureBeat, the replicator printer to make the 3D objects cost $2,200, which is an absorbent amount of cash to put into something that does not spit any cash back out. But the 3D printer as money maker is one other thing. One example is a business built by one Mr. Chris Milnes, who is the creator of Square Helper, a tiny 3D printed widget. The Helper was built for a small but insignificant job to prevent Square card reader from spinning in its headphone jack. Yeah, I have one of those too. Now, the idea is simple, but it's already proven to be pretty popular. Milnes says he has already sold over 1,000 of these little things. And you remember we told you about the Square card reader. You know, you can plug it into your phone, and if you have a store, mm-hmm. you know, you can run it from your Android phone. Okay, he's made using a 3D printer a thing that keeps it from spinning because you just plug it into your headphone jack to get it to work for those of you who don't have one. I don't know where the hell mine is. I haven't seen it in months. So it keeps it from spinning. He sells them at about $8 each, which is a pretty good money, right, for such a small thing? Well,
yeah.
He is making bukus of cash at $8 a pop. Bukus. And he's not the only one that's doing this. You have a couple of other people that are running their own 3D printers all day, selling their products directly to their customers. There's no middleman and all this kind of business. How do you do this? We don't know. Think of something. But I wanted to highlight him. Milnes is a he's supposed to be somewhere in Manhattan today if you want to go out and meet him. He has a store, MakerBot's Manhattan store is where he's going to be. So if you are in Manhattan and you want to go and meet him and see how he is making a fortune at $8 a pop by creating an invention to work with another invention using a 3D printer, and he spent $2,200 and they're saying he's already made his money back and then some, telling me. Mm-hmm. And it's just paper. It's just paper.
Wow.
Awesome, awesome, awesome.
That is. All right, sorry, I got a little bit distracted there for a second. Somebody was, well, I say somebody, my mother, love you.
Were they slashing you donuts?
No. She was sending me a recipe for gluten-free ice cream.
Oh, you know what? But, you know what, you were wrong for that dragon bread thing yesterday. I watched that whole thing. Felicia Day, you are evil.
Felicia is amazing, right? All right, so.
Evil woman, Felicia, you're evil.
No, she's not. She's amazing.
I want some of that bread, and I can't have any bread.
Yeah. I feel you. Mm-hmm. I feel you there. All right, so let me pull up this. Am I showing you the screen? Am I showing you? Nope, no, I'm not. Now I am. All right, so the ECA. The ECA. You know what? No, I'm looking at the wrong one. I have issues. I pulled up the ECA, and it's the ESA that I'm supposed to be looking for.
There's too many things that start with E is the problem.
Yeah, there we go. The ESA. There we go. So I was like, why is this not right? They have some news for us. Actually, they have like a whole little news thing. Info to give us. ESA plans public service announcements to educate the public about the ESRB and parental controls.
You know what?
Sadly, this is needed.
It's not. That's not why I'm doing it. Go ahead and tell them the story. I'll tell you why after, because I'm irritated now again. Go ahead.
Okay. Given a recent Harris national poll showing that a good majority of respondents either didn't know that much about the Entertainment Software Ratings Board's ratings classification for games, or they thought they were ineffective, the Entertainment Software Association makes a smart play today by announcing a new national public education campaign to educate American parents further about the tools and information available. Hopefully, the new awareness campaign can also serve as a preemptive strike against stupid people, lawmakers, who are either pretending that it is ineffective or want to create some sort of awful government rating system of their own. Not that the video games or the ESRB are the first entertainment sector to be targeted by the government, who often does look before it leaps to the familiar trope of censorship. Just ask the movie, music, and comic book industry, all of which have been dragged before Congress at one time or another in the name of protecting children. The ESA's ESRB rating system will get some much-needed exposure, according to the trade group, including a new series of public service announcements, PSA, encouraging parents to review the Entertainment Software Rating Board, ESRB, video games ratings, and utilize existing video game console parental controls. In a recent episode of the Super Podcast Action Committee, it was noted that taking a more aggressive approach to advertising the rating systems during shows that grown-ups watch would be a first step towards more awareness. I think this is a good idea. I do. And part of me like, no, but...
Let me tell you why I'm irritated. Right, and y'all have heard me say this before, years before they actually started getting the ESRB together, when they were talking about it, I was one of the people when we were discussing, you know, we need to create something to educate people. And that very week I said to them, this is over 7 years ago now, people, you all need to start doing public service announcements. We need public service announcements so that people know what it is.
7 years later.
It took you 7 years to come to the conclusion that I told you years ago. And they're like, well, we could do them. We could get somebody famous. And this was an argument, too. They wanted to get, you know, people like Beyonce and you know, these, you know, this type of people to do the announcements. And I said, that is not a smart idea. The people that you want to do the announcements, get the game companies to take the characters to do it. So because what's going to happen is the kid is going to notice my favorite game character is in front of me on TV, and they're going to call their parents into the room. Parent is not going to be watching the TV because most likely it'll be on some channel that the kid likes to watch, whether it's their teenager, it's MTV, whatever. But if you run it during some, you know, the kids and teen shows, and then they see their favorite character, whether it be Master Chief or Mario on TV saying, hey, kids, you know, or whatever, you don't have to make it goofy or whatever. And they were like, well, no, I think that, you know, the kids will pay more attention to Beyonce. And the two things don't go together. Beyonce does not go with the gaming. You needed to get the characters, the God of War. Same thing PlayStation did. Remember the commercial we like where it has all the characters from their games, the Sackboy and Kratos?
Yeah.
And that commercial got my attention. It also got Baby Nature's attention because she recognized Sackboy from, you know, from playing Little Big Planet. So she was going nuts when she saw the commercial. So it makes sense to get the characters from the games. Get Lara Croft. Get these people and have them explain the ESRB ratings, and the kids will call their parents into the room. Or, you know, or be like, hey, Mom, you know, look, Lara Croft doing something cool. And, of course, the parents are going to come and be like, and she can stop in the middle of fighting and say, hey, Mom, Dad, did you know that games have a rating system? It's as simple as that. Does that make sense to anybody else? We had this argument 7 years ago. 7 years ago. Laura's fighting. She turns around, hey, Mom and Dad, by the way, how is the kid sitting next to you? Are they watching this? Because they shouldn't be. ESRB rating system. Bam. She runs it down. And then she goes back to fighting. And then right before she does, she pulls the screen down so you can't see what she's doing. And then it has her game rating, rated T for teen, whatever. See, easy argument. 7 years ago, we had a knockdown drag out via a list where they were like, no, we're going to get this person. That does not work. I don't want to see Carrie Underwood telling me about the ERCB rating system. Love Justin Timberlake, but I don't want to hear him.
Exactly. No. I want a gamer. I want somebody who knows games.
I looked at it from a standpoint of most parents who are not gamers, because a lot of us are nowadays, most parents who aren't gamers will at the very least kind of recognize who they're seeing on the TV. You know, they will kind of recognize Lara Croft. They kind of recognize Master Chief if they've got a little gamer in the house. They definitely know who Mario is, and they know who, you know, Yoshi and all these people are. But that's how I said that was the middle ground that they've kept missing out on. It's not going to be Beyonce, because parents, some of them like Beyonce and Carrie Underwood and these people, but they don't like them to the point where they want to hear what they got to say. You know, oh, your next CD's out. That must be what they're talking about. I'm going to get up and walk out. You know, Taylor Swift on TV. Oh, that's nice. And they go. But this would catch everybody's attention, start a dialogue, I think. But what I said was not good enough 7 years ago. So about damn time. I know, better late than never. But, ooh, it's aggravating. Some of the games industry, while we're so advanced in some areas, so effing slow. Cannot just, you
not
know.
Backwards.
Just yeah. Okay, my EA page won't load. I'm kind of stalling because I'm trying to tell you about Dead Space, but it won't load. My page won't load.
All right, so you don't want to put up the link then?
Go ahead and put up the link. I'll tell you some of it.
Okay.
I'll tell you what I can't see because the whole page won't load. Those of you should be happy. Dead Space.
Why?
Dead Space 3 is on the horizon.
Yay! More Dead Space.
Dead Space 3 Awakened is a digital expansion pack for Dead Space 3, playable in single player and co-op. Isaac and John Carver are facing a daunting new journey. You can to get off the Tau Volantis, repair the Terra Nova, and get back to Earth. The next chapter is supposed to bring the intensity of the new of the horror to new psychological heights. And, of course, Dead Space 3 launched last month. It's been given all kinds of awards. Oh, it's so awesome. It's lovely. We want to put our hands below the desk. And you can... and you can go over and check it out at their website that did this showing to you. I would tell you more about it, but EA is, for some reason, not letting the page load. I love it when they do this. Don't you love it when they do this? I had it loaded a second ago, and it was like, no. I'm so sorry. Oh, wait a minute. There it goes. Ha, 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 ha. All right. So it's available for your PlayStation on PlayStation Network here in North America on Origin. It's okay. You can go to Origin. $9.99 and on the Xbox Live Marketplace for a mere 800 Microsoft points. The pack will be available starting tomorrow on the PlayStation Network in Europe. Dead Space 3 is now available on the PlayStation here in the U.S. and the Xbox 360, and it has Kinect support, it says, and PC. And speaking of ESRB, it is rated M for Mature. You can follow them on Dead Space, or at Dead Space on Twitter, and you can also visit their Facebook, Dead Space. Again, if you can't find it, I'm headed over there now. Oh, I already like it. You got to search it.
Wow. Wow. All right.
If I say something smart, I will cut you. Wait, let me see what you said first.
No. It was me.
It was you.
Yeah.
It was me. Okay, I'm only going to do you a light surface abrasion because I love you. Put some salve on you.
All right, so. Oh, hey, there's another donation drive going on. Axis Games hosting donation drive. And yeah, the picture has nothing to do with this donation drive. It's just a picture just so you have something to look at. Anyways, Axis Games hosting donation drive for the Greater Eastern Japan Earthquake and Tsunami Disaster. Axis Games passed along word that it is currently hosting a donation drive in observance of the second anniversary of the Great Eastern Japan Earthquake and Tsunami Disaster. Yes, folks, they are still cleaning up over there. It is still a mess.
Yeah.
To help those still suffering from the long-term effects of that horrific natural disaster, Axis is donating a portion of the sales from its online store to the American Red Cross. For every item purchased from March 11th through the 15th, Axis Games will donate $5 of the American Red Cross to the American Red Cross for ongoing relief efforts in Japan. The company said in a press release, it is our sincerest hope that those still affected by this tragic disaster continue to recover and rebuild. If you want to get involved, you can head over and check out the Axis online store at store.axisgames.com. Axis is AKSYS, just so you know. Axis Game is best known for its Guilty Gear series of fighting games, along with a number of other titles and brands, including Bit.Trip, Blaze Blue, Record of Agrist War, and many other game franchises.
Agrist War was actually pretty good. I didn't ever get to finish playing that, but it was really good.
I did not play it, so I don't know anything about that. But, you know, since that one's short, can I do another one?
No. I'm going to say that every time you ask me. You know you can't.
I'm crying. Okay. Zuniga, Vice President, tips to clarify comments about copying games.
Oh, please.
Zuniga, General Manager and Vice President Dan Porter has issued an email, which was subsequently posted on Zuniga blog, that pushes back against reports that he recently said at an event that the company copied games and that it is an industry-wide practice. In his email, he attempts to clarify what he claims he actually said and what is widely being reported this morning. His response is to a comment he made at an unidentified event where he told the audience that Zuniga is often accused of copying games, which is mostly true. Can't imagine he'd actually say that. But in his blog post, he attempts to clarify the comment and apologizes to developers at Zuniga, who he says have worked very hard to bring new ideas to the table. He says, what I actually said was that all games are derived from other games, that this has been happening long before Zuniga, and that the debate about originality in games is vastly overblown and misses the mark. Before making Draw Something, we ran OMG Pop for 4 years and made lots of games that were inspired by games we loved, and we emulated the mechanics from games with great UI. This is no great revelation. The bigger point that I made, one that was overshadowed, goes to the true genius of Zyniga. After making games for years, it was joining Zyniga that made me understand the art, science, and special sauce running games as a service. When someone on the ZNY team came back from spending 2 weeks with Bill Allred and the WWF team and schooled us on all the best practices of keeping a game popular for 4 years, I really started to get it. It's been a huge learning experience. In other words, please don't fire me. Please don't fire me. Oh, my God, please don't fire me. Porter goes on to say that he has responded and clarified his points directly to the reporter who posted the original story. How dare you? Don't you know I'm going to get fired?
Yeah.
We want to let those in the company know exactly what he feels about Zyniga and what he actually meant to say. Please don't fire me. You can read the entire blog post over on his little blog. Earlier this year, Zyniga settled a rather nasty lawsuit, stop texting me, over accusations that it stole design ideas and used similar art from EA's The Sims Social, similar, just about copied that crap, for its Facebook game, The Ville. The lawsuit was quietly settled out of court if the terms of the agreement were not disclosed to the public. Wow. Yeah, this guy is totally, where do you want me to kiss it? I'll kiss it. Please don't fire me.
Wait a minute, girl. I don't know what you're talking about, but this is sounding all kinds of dirty. What's that?
I don't know.
You know what? Y'all get your ginger. That's what y'all do. Get your ginger. Come and get her. Pick her up. Get your ginger. Mm-mm. All right, I want to say good morning to our friends over at J2 Games, who has added some new things to their portfolio this morning. Star Wars from GameCube and Ms. Pac-Man from Sega Genesis. Yes, I can't remember your name, pointed me in the direction of J2 Games. And they got some awesome old school stuff. Rawr, if you have not played them. I was trying to see if they added anything else. Well, I know I need to play me some Ms. Pac-Man, because that's even – I had a worse addiction to that than I did on Candy Crush Saga, actually. So when I play this, I may just stop eating altogether.
No, you need to eat.
No, I don't. I'm just fine. Thank you. I'm just fine. I got Slurpees. All right. So apparently, speaking more Zyniga news – All right. Zyniga, of course, has seen its stock rise 43% in its fourth quarter results last month and 67% since the start of this year. While much of the rise has been from the potential of real money gaming, which we do not agree with here, lately shares have been on the increase due to a rumor that internet giant Yahoo could be buying Zyniga. The stock jumped 10% on Monday. The Wall Street Journal commented that there are some good reasons to make this kind of speculation. It's a natural content fit with Yahoo, and the company would be a cheap purchase. Basically, call y'all some cheap sluts. Okay, so anyway, if only to pick up the mobile engineers.
They totally went there, guys.
Yes, I had to paraphrase, for which Yahoo has made a priority. Macquarie Securities analyst Ben Schachter, however, doubts a Yahoo buyout will happen, and he remains skeptical about Zyniga's business. He said the stock's run on speculation regarding acquisitions and real money gaming is concerning. He says, we believe that Zyniga stock acronym, if you are interested in buying, is ZNGA, is unlikely to be acquired anytime soon, as we don't believe that Mark Pincus wants to sell at this time, nor do we believe that Yahoo would have any interest in acquiring a content creator such as Zyniga when its strategy is to partner with varied content providers. Schachter also added in speaking with GI.biz that the other key point is that real money gaming is unlikely to be material to 2013 numbers, and the roadmap for a longer-term opportunity is decidedly unclear, both in terms of timing and in its potential size. While the stock may continue to trade on these two speculative factors for the near term, we think the fundamental games business is much more important for estimates in 2013, 2014, and beyond. Schachter has a 12-month price target for Zyniga. Says it's going to be about $3 a share, and the company's stock is trading down roughly 4% of its $3.77 at this time. $3.77, that is, a share. So you can afford that. You buy coffee. Go ahead and throw 20 on it and watch.
Yeah.
On one hand, I think that would be a good idea for them, but not if they're going to do gambling. And I think if they were interested in buying Yahoo's probably going to back off. You know, Marissa's over there. I don't think she's going to put anything like that on Yahoo. It's just dangerous. I think that's irresponsible. Online gambling is irresponsible, I think.
Pretty much. What? Yeah.
People, a lot of people are going to lose their shirts. And while I'm usually of a live and let live, if you want to spend up all your money, I'm thinking of little people at home who won't be eating and being thrown out in the streets.
Okay, all right, so it's my turn, and I was trying something out here, so I don't know whether this is going to work.
Did it work?
I think it worked. I'm going to lose my voice. Okay. Oh, who tweeted me?
Let's see the donut.
Oh, hey, thank you for the retweet. The donut.
The retweet.
Oh, no.
You said the retweet.
retweet. My bad. Sibling has feelings too, says, oh my God, Peta. Joy. All right, so Zerglings have feelings too. Animal rights group, PETA, for the ethical treatment of animals, are now protesting the treatment of aliens. Oh, my God, this is so true. They have decided that they will hand out flyers at the launch event of StarCraft II, Heart of the Swarm, in Irvine, California tonight. The launch event, which will have several members of Blizzard Entertainment on hand at the Irvine GameStop, will be treated to the kind of ridiculous protest that only a group like PETA can put on.
Or Woodsboro, whatever, Woodsboro Church.
Yeah, Woodsboro. If y'all are going, please send me some video. Somebody prank these guys. Do some. Oh, my God. Do the Harlem Shake in front of them.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. All right. So what will they be doing at the Heart of the Swarm event? Handing out flyers, reminding gamers that they should have compassion for all beings, including those in the game. Oh, my God. The Zerglings Have Feelings 2 action is meant to help players view StarCraft II's Zerg species with empathy, according to Director of Marketing Joel Bartlett. To paraphrase the great philosopher, the question is not can Zerg reason, nor can they talk, but can they suffer when attacked with a Perdition flamethrower?
Yeah.
Perdition, yeah.
Horrible.
Yeah. PETA is full of StarCraft players, but we've always had empathy for the Zerg and for anyone who is killed without consideration, because they don't speak our language. I'm pretty sure that's not why they're being killed. PETA will be in attendance at the GameStop located in the Irving Spectrum Mall at 9 p.m. on Monday, March 11th. Oh, so crap, this happened last night. Seriously, I've got to Google. Somebody
got it. That's the video somewhere.
StarCraft II Heart of the Swarm will be released at retail and online March 12th for Windows, PC, and Mac. Oh, my God. All right, so if you want to learn more about the actual game, head over to battle.net. Be aware that your information will most likely be stolen and all the fun stuff. I said it. Battle.net hacked all the time. Anyways, PETA, go drown yourself, okay? Thanks.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm emailing a developer. Then I'm going to tell you the story that goes along with this video that we don't have because they marked it private. Yes, I'm talking about you on air. Next time, don't send us this crap. If it's not open, if we can't share it, our peoples want to see. Slytherin's Legion is all up in your pocket, they says, because they've gone mobile. They are announcing the release of the long-awaited iPad version of one of its historical hits, Slytherin's Legion. To celebrate, the game is half price for the first 2 weeks, just $4.99. Slytherin's Legion is a deep turn-based strategy game set in ancient Rome, where players build their fledgling nation. What is going on with the mouth today? Build their fledgling nation into a mighty empire through conquest, and diplomacy. Every map, unit, and feature from the original game is included, so you'll have the complete experience. Slytherin has successfully developed a system to allow PC games to be converted to iPad without losing the feel of the original PC game, adapting also the UI to the touch generation devices, improving the overall experience. That's kind of hot, y'all. Slytherin is sure to attract iPad wargamers looking to dip their feet into the expanding world of mobile wargaming and provide the stepping stone to the world of wargaming itself. Slytherin's Legion features more than 100 nations of the Roman Empire in 7 campaigns that can be opponent or allies to the player. A detailed economy has you managing your cities, allocating your workers, controlling production, building fortresses, and training armies in the pursuit of victory. Players will also be treated to a game full of historical accuracy, with units, weapons, maps, and scenarios modeled to accurately represent this period of ancient history and warfare. And you can also watch massive battles fought out when two armies meet. With three different levels of difficulty, Slytherin's Legion will challenge all of you. Ha ha ha. Slytherin's Legion is the first game in the Classic series from Slytherin, which aims to bring classic PC games to a new generation of wargamers on tablets. You can, of course, pop over to iTunes if you wish to download it. I would love, again, to show you a trailer, but they marked it private when they sent it to us. Come on, people. People want to see what you're asking them to buy for their $4. That's a cup of Starbucks.
Yeah, they do.
It's a cup of Starbucks with an extra shot of espresso for me.
Mm-hmm.
And a biscotti.
Why are you still playing?
What? Who playing? What happened?
I'm having an issue here. Oh, there we go. That's why. That's why.
Are you showing my shirt? You showing my shirt?
Yeah. I have it in my little image rotator thing. All right, so.
Partial nudity is what we see as soon as you take it off.
Yeah, folks, partial nudity for this. Just so you know.
This is rated T for teen. Mm-hmm. I have to say it that way.
Yeah. The North American PlayStation Store is welcoming today, March 12th, a fresh new demo of the tactical action racing game, Fuel Overdose. This demo that will release next week on the European PlayStation Store features one track, Prague, three characters, Odessa, Noah, and Rosa, and three vehicles, Cadiz, Kashiwa, and El Paso. Oh, this is loud. Hold on.
Okay.
YouTube, get a handle on your sound. Anyways, okay, so it's a unique and like nothing I've ever played before. It also offers tons of content and a challenge that I haven't experienced in a long time. This is not a top-down racer. It's a Fuel Overdose, and Fuel Overdose is one amazing game. Are you actually going to give me information about the game? No, apparently they're not. All right, so what can we see? Fuel Overdose team would also like to remind that two free DLCs that offer 10 vehicles will be released in the upcoming weeks, Mercenary Vehicle Pack and Wanderer Vehicle Pack. I was hoping for a little bit more information about this, but it looks like a racing game. It's not as pretty as some of the others that are coming out. get hit on purpose to fill your berserk. Anyways, maybe it could be fun. I don't know. It kind of looks like something you could play on Nintendo.
It kind of looks like GTA 3, kind of, you know, or 2 even. Maybe.
Yeah, it was way back then.
Yeah. Can you play it on your phone is the question, because it looks like it should be on the phone. It's acceptable graphics if it's phone.
No, it's on the PlayStation, so I'm going to assume not. So it's probably only PS3.
Maybe PlayStation.
But seriously, it's PS3 graphics. You gave us this?
Maybe that's all they could afford, Ginger. Sometimes they can't afford it.
True. I don't know. I guess we'll see. Anyways, again, this is Fuel Overdose, and they said partial nudity, and I'm a little bit disappointed because
I don't see no partial nudity. Did they talk about the
cards? I don't know. Whatever nudity was there, I didn't see. Did y'all see nudity? Did I miss it while I was reading?
I didn't see.
I mean, hell, it was only like 2 sentences long, so I couldn't have, you know, looked away for long. But anyways, that's Fuel Overdose. Yay.
And Kitten Matrix has left the building, people.
All right.
Why? But she got up and ran out of here. It was a very flat, fast trot, at least. I don't know why. Maybe I should run. Maybe the zombies are coming. All right.
The zombies are coming. Oh, no. Okay.
She's just going to do her little growl thing. All right. Havoc has unleashed the next generation. Wait a minute. We got to go. Never mind. I can't tell you about the Havoc engine.
Oh, my God. It is.
It's one of those mornings. We will see you guys. We will not be here later tonight. I don't care what our BT says, because sometimes it'll put it up anyway. Or we might be around tonight playing some games or streaming something, because this is Ginger wants to, we agreed. This with Ginger. Apparently we're crazy, and we let Ginger talk us into this. So we may be around later streaming some games for ya. We don't know what yet, but we'll talk about it with you later. See you guys later. Make sure you check out her Omerita review. Omerita's kind of hot.
Yes. And as soon as YouTube gets her heads out of their butts, I will have it up on GameNatrix.com. I do not. I sent that like, 2 hours ago now. and it's still not up.
I'm glad that the BT bleeped you out just then. Daytime, Ginger, daytime! She's like, what'd I say? What did I say?
I know, now I'm like, did I cuss? I don't remember cussing, but I might have.
It could have been a cuss word, but it was bleeped out on its own. It could have been.
Okay.
All right, see you guys later.
Later, boys and girls.